Blog Talk Radio.
Cross on the radio, tying the community together.
Make me lick you from your neck to your back to your shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
That's
your boo, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off a Cardi dog. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we find a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her when she used to rub my back when I hit that. She used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweet set the Park of Meridian, trip to the Caribbean, but tonight, no way. You just shine, I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which one you wanna climb? My style genuine. Girl, I love you all time. I got you pinned up with your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my Benz was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me. Fast feed, like it when you make it move fast, mama. I like it when you're throwing upon me. No love making, strictly back door. He's no, all his hoes go to my door. Then they go to his flow to fuck some more. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sex to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight they track and six pack while I get down.
You must be used to me.
Can you feel me? Cause I can feel you.
Yeah.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How y'all doing out there? It's your girl, Tony Cartel. I'm on air with O'Dunn. We'll be filling in for Miss Dimples and BU, making this Friday the freakiest and keeping it at its freakiest point. Tell the people what's up, O.
Yo, what up, Freaky Friday? We about to get it in tonight. Trust me.
Please believe it. Please believe it. Hope y'all out there enjoying this hot weather. Not much you can enjoy about it, but nevertheless, just enjoy your night. But nevertheless, let's get into the topics. The first one we're going to discuss is tossing his salad. I really want to speak with the people out there and get that ball rolling to see if it's something. I want to talk to the ones that mainly will admit that they do it or have had it done to them. And if you're opposed to it, that's all good, too. Just give us a call and let us know how you feel about it. The second thing we're going to touch on is the art of anal. I basically want to see how y'all feel about it and what's the pleasure in it, how you go about doing it, how do you introduce it to a person that has never had it done before, how do you take your time with them, and let me know the steps that you want to take that, you know, to make that person comfortable enough to allow you to do so, and vice versa with the females as well. The third thing, I'm going to let that be a moment for you guys to let us know what was your best stroke or your best choke. So anybody out there that left a mark on your brain and a memorable moment in your world, just call in and let us know what that's about. And we're going to touch it and give them a shout out, give them a holler. Even if it's the worst one, it don't matter. Just go ahead and give us a call. So let's start with the first one, tossing his salad. Now, I know it's a lot of people out there. And a lot of men, I've touched bases with a few people before, and they was like, ew, no, that's some gay shit. Faggots do it. I personally feel, and I spoke with my co-host, O'Dunn, and we on the same page, we feel like if you let another male do it, then yeah, it's gay. But at the same time, whatever goes on in your bedroom, that goes on in your bedroom. What you feel about that? Have you had it done before, O?
Like directly?
Like what other way you will have it done?
It's more like that. That's sort of is more opinionated. Like, as far as me, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, as far as what, you know, for me, as the person experience now, like, I never had it come about or is experience something like that. But, you know what I'm saying? My own personal opinion is like, you know what I'm saying? When people speak of, like, yo, that's a gay act. That's gay. No, that's gay. Like,
so you mean to tell
like,
me?
No
broad you fuck with. Sucked your dick, licked your balls, and licked your ass. None of that has ever happened.
I mean, they went from the dick to the balls, but it ain't going to further than that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a regular activity. You know what I'm saying? Like, but as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to draw a personal opinion as far as, like, it going beyond that, as far as, like, licking your ass, shit like that. Like to me personally, like, when people speak of like, yo, that's some gay shit. Or that's some gay shit. Like, 9 times out of 10, when the motherfucker say, like, yo, it's some gay shit, to me personally, like, this motherfucker has been locked up or some shit like that. So
me ask you this, because I really don't want opinions. I want to really basically hit on people that has had that experience or a few ladies that has had it done. Now we know it's a norm for a guy to do it to a female, but it's not the norm for a female to do it to a man because of the stereotype ways, right? So
definitely.
I want to talk about those that would you allow a woman to do it? Would you allow a woman to take her tongue and rub it across your asshole? Would you allow her to do that?
Me personally, I yo
yeah.
Be honest, like it depends on how drunk I am.
So what if she did it?
Yeah.
What if she did it real quick and you really didn't have time to say, hold, stop, but she did it real quick and you like it. You going to let her keep going?
No, how that shit feel. Like, if I'm drunk as hell, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times I'll say, I ain't even going to remember the shit or some shit like that. Like, yo, like, I have a hot sex drive when it comes to me having sex with females and all that shit. Like, yo, like, listen, if that's what gets your rocks off, at the end of the day, like, with me, it's like, yo, like, did you get your nut? Did you come 5 or 6 times? Like, did I put you to sleep? So at the end of the day, like,
let me explain something to you. Licking a male's ass is not really so much. It's within the freak of the chick. It depends on how freaky she is, but it really ain't. She's not feeling it. She's enjoying doing it because it pleases him. It gives her a different type of rouse out of his reaction to it. So
well,
it ain't really so much of how she feel about it.
Well, if it comes down to how she feel about it, then nah, we're not doing that. Like, we gonna leave that alone.
Why
you know
not?
What I mean? Like,
why not?
Because,
you should do it.
But listen, at the end of the day, when it comes down to me, and my sex drive, and what, you know what I'm saying, my goal is to feel like I see it tonight. It's like, yo, I want to be able to look at the bed with your motherfucking ass asleep and know that I did my job. So as far as what a female is doing, like, I'm not really concerned about that. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not so into what she's doing to try to please me. And more so what I'm into to try to please her.
Right, but
like,
if you let her do
like,
it, if you let her do
thing.
It, that's pleasing her because that's something that she may want to do. That may be the limit and the extent of her freakiness. She might want to lick your ass. And you mean to tell me she don't want to lick your, she's stuck in your dick, and your ass is in another zone. She go to your balls, and you might think it's spit dripping down there. You never know. She might just take her tongue and swipe it across your ass real quick, and you not going to lay there and let her continue to do it?
Did she get a nut off that shit?
That's not important. The fact that she wants to do it is important.
No, listen. Questions for me is, did you get a nut off that?
Okay, yeah, she did.
All right, then we good.
A mental one. Yeah, she did. A mental
one.
Nah, no.
What is a mental nut?
Yeah, a mental
nut. No. A nut is physical. A nut is a woman sitting there and she going through her whole motions and she don't believe just what happened and all that shit. Like, all y'all women have been through the shit when a motherfucker gave y'all a good nut. Like, y'all sit there, you know what I'm saying, y'all on the bed, motherfucker done hit that shit in the right spot enough time, and y'all sitting here and y'all like, yo, like, this motherfucker just gave me a nut. I done climaxed it like that. Like, yo, like,
maybe she was, okay, let's just say she's playing with herself while she's doing it. So, yeah, she got one.
Nah, I don't want you to play with yourself.
Well, then that's how she like it.
Nah, I want me to do everything. You
well, unfortunately, it's not two
listen.
Of you, so you can't be back there while she doing what she do
nah,
and while
listen,
you're laying there
listen,
at the same time.
Listen.
So let's just hypothetically say she's playing with herself and she's sucking you off and she's playing with your balls. And from your balls, she swivel on down to your asshole and she sticks her tongue down there and she licks your asshole over and over and over and wet and just juicy and over and over and over again. You don't like it? You don't like it? Say you like it.
I don't
like
it. Do I like it? Yeah. Look.
Tell me you like it. You like it.
Do I like it?
Mm-hmm.
To be real, like, yo, if she coming hard and she coming for pleasure for me, like, real talk, like, yo, I listen. Me and the sex with the female, listen, there's no bars. There's no limits.
Okay,
like,
so you will allow it to be done. There's no limit, you'll allow it to be done.
Me personally?
Yeah, if there's no limit. If there's no limit, if there's no limit, you'll allow it to be done.
Listen, we haven't said, and all that shit, yo, I ain't holding nothing back. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, yo, you trust and believe, like, yo, I'm about to put the shit in you, and we going to have this shit. We going to do every, yo, listen. We're going to do me and you one-on-one. Oh, yeah, we're about to get it in.
We ain't talking about that.
No,
we don't care nothing about that. Cause that's,
right.
That, no, we ain't talking about that. We ain't not talking about me personally. We're talking about, because that's the average thing. That's the norm. We already know that when you go in the room, you're going to lay down, you're going to fuck. We already know that. But we spicing up these things.
Yeah,
we're talking about
exactly.
Different things that we're going to do to our mate. So I want to know. I really don't want to talk to you because you got your own personal views and you trying to front like you ain't gonna like you don't like it and you ain't gonna like it and you ain't gonna let it happen. I need to talk to somebody out there.
No, listen, I'm not gonna let it happen, yo. Real talk, like yo, because my personal belief is that, you know what I'm saying, a sexual encounter between me and the female, like yo, most dudes really front like yo, that's some gay shit. That's gay shit. Yo, I like having sex with women. I like being a dominant, you know what I'm saying, like person in a sexual encounter. The shit go down, shit ride down, yo, fuck that, man. We having sex. We trying to get each other satisfied, you know what I'm saying, and we trying to qualify. So whatever comes down to it, when it comes down to sex, yo, yo, your boy right here on the air, yo, listen, we gonna get it in. You know what I mean? Like, yo, fuck all that shit. My only limit is that, yo, you ain't trying to come to me and you got a fucking strap on saying, yo, I want to fucking have sex with you with your strap. Nah, we not doing that because I got the dick. It was God given to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all that shit, nah, we not doing that. We could do a lot of things. Fuck that. I'm about to be real. Listen, a lot of things
we
could do.
Hold on, because I think we might have somebody that might want to chime in, and I really want to see where their head is at and how they feel about this whole situation. Let me see. No, they may have dropped the call. So continue. Go ahead, because they hung up.
But yeah, all that shit right there, like, yo, fuck that, man. When it comes to sex, listen, my thing is, like, if I could stand up on the side of the bed and look at you and you sleep and you snoring or you know what I'm saying, like, I did my job. You done had a couple nuts, all that shit. I did my job. You know what I'm saying?
That can be a slew of things because you can be within that act, and a whole bunch of things can take place to have that person just completely exhausted along with what you throw in there. So if she's matching your 100% and you matching her 100%, then it's what it is. It's what it is. And, I mean, it's just an act. You go in, you do what you do. Because I'm almost positive that any female, they go in, I'm getting ready to annihilate this dude. That's what the thought of it is. Any freak in mind, speaking from a freak that's myself, but we got a caller. 973-280, what's your opinion, your question, or your comment?
It's a Freak Malik, yo.
What up, Freak Malik? How you?
Shit, you know, just chilling.
Talk to the Freak Malik.
Yo, so what's this topic, man? Like, I'm hearing some crazy shit.
Can you cross solid? Hey, bro, it's about you and a chick, and she want to toss your solid. Like, what do you think about that?
Yo, man, bitch ain't tossing my salad, bro. Like, yo, I'm letting a bitch know right now, bro. So just kidding, any bitch that's on the line, you feel me? That I'm gonna get up with in the future, bitch. You go below my balls, yo. I'm knocking you the fuck out, yo. Straight the fuck up, yo. I'm catching the body, bro. Like, yo, you go below my balls, I'm knocking you the fuck out, yo. Yo.
Well, why is that? Why is that?
Huh? Yo, I'm just not about that life, yo. Like, I'm not about that life, yo. I just want to get my dick sucked on skeet on the bitch face, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? None of that other extra R. Kelly shit, none of that shit, yo. Like, what
but that's
other niggas
freaking
do
you,
what they
Malik.
Do.
You, but maybe she got some freak in her that she want to expose to you.
I ain't gonna lie, shit. I told her solid though. You know what I mean? Like, but a bitch ain't licking my ass, man. That ain't happening, bro. Like, that ain't happening, bro. Like, and I feel as though if a nigga let a chick stick his tongue in his ass, yo, like, yo, shit, a bitch gonna fire a finger in his ass, bro. Like, if you gonna, you know,
no,
what I'm saying,
you
like,
don't go that far. You don't go
nah,
that far, and you don't stick
shit,
your tongue in the ass. We just talking about licking across it.
Man, if a chick gonna lick that ass, she gonna put that tongue in her ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like a nigga. If a nigga lick pussy, what he gonna do? He gonna open that shit up and he gonna dive in. I don't think chick shit's out there licking ass, man. I don't think they're just licking ass, man. They get deep in that ass. I was like, you feel me? I done seen the R. Kelly tape, dog. And I know shit, I done ate some bitch's ass before. I ain't going front, like, I'm not just licking no bitch ass, bro. I'm not licking just no ass, bro. Like, I'm giving that bitch,
hey,
going, I'm going all the way in that bitch, dog. What up?
Hey, bro, would you pee on a chick?
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, I pissed on a bitch. I done did that shit before. I thought I had me a nut, and it wasn't a nut. Like, where this boy was sitting, like, she, like, where, I done pissed on a bitch mom, too. Like, where this boy, I thought it was a nut. It wasn't no nut. And I knew it was a piss, though, because, you know, like, when you take a piss, you already know. You it's a different feeling when it come out. It's piss, you know, that white shit. You feel that shit, that glue shit. But I came in the bitch mouth. The bitch is like, oh, you peed in my mouth. Like, damn, bitch, I thought you got that nut. You, I wish you ain't do your job. like, shit, like, I must have pissed that motherfucking Hennessy out. You
know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. So that's okay for you to do it. So you can piss on her, you can skeet on her, you can do whatever, but this bitch cannot lick your ass. She can't talk to her. That's what you're saying.
Nah, man. That ain't happening, bro.
And you will never try it.
Nah, that ain't happening, man. That ain't happen. This from Detroit tried that shit, yeah, like, yo, straight from the rip, yo. I mushed the shit out of that bitch, yo. Like, yo, where this boy? I mushed this bitch. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know the shit. You know that vein in the back of the dick? That's a motherfucker, you feel me? So she had me in my little zone and shit. She licking the back of that vein and shit. Like, I'm all like, ooh, shit. She going down to the ball. Then that bitch went, I felt that shit, bro. Like, that's not a good feeling, bro. Like, real talk, I just mushed this bitch, bro. Like, bitch. You know what I'm saying? She's like, where's this boy, man? Lita Coast, that's her name. Lita Coast out in Detroit.
Oh, wow. And he put it out there. And he put it out there.
Like, where's this boy, man? Like,
and he put her out there. Okay. Right. All right. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. I respect your opinion. We can't do nothing but respect that at this point. But, okay.
that shit is not happening, bro. That shit
ain't
going down like that, bro.
So, Freak Malik, let me ask you this while I still got you on the line. I'm going to skip over. I'm going to just run a number of things across you real quick, and I want to get your opinion on it, just so you don't have to keep calling in and possibly not be able to get your question answered. Let me ask you this. Tell me about your best stroke or your best choke. Like, what was your experience with that?
Because
you
were
graphic, and we love your story. So let me tell me a little bit about what was your best stroke. When was the best time you put it down, or the best time you got some head? Well, tell me about that.
Oh, yo, that shit is crazy. Cause like I'm going back and forth with her in my inbox right now. Shorty down in Alabama, shit. I ain't even gonna speak her name because she married now. I'm gonna shoot her husband name though, Barnes though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna shoot her real name, but that's his last name though. Like, I'm in the inbox right now trying to get her back though. Like, she doesn't, you know, no disrespect though. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't remember. You know what I'm saying? Some sucker ass nigga to move from PA. She know how to PA niggas. You already know how to PA niggas get down. Shit. You know what I'm saying? She my hoe though, you feel me? But like, well, she was a hoe within the city, you feel me? Like, you know, I came down from Jersey, she feeling Jersey nigga. I started fucking with her, she started fucking with them Christian niggas and shit. But now this other nigga, you know what I'm saying, you know, I get locked up and all the bullshit. I'm locked up doing time and shit. Here it is, you know what I'm saying? This bitch tell me she done got married on a nigga and shit. Nigga came down from PA, married the bitch, bro. You know what I'm saying? And all the shit. So you know the shit. So she been married going on for like two and a half years now. Like, real talk, I'm just inboxing her now. And all this shit, because she liked it, one of my status and shit. So, you know, straight from the rip. I'm like, oh, I got it. You know what I mean? So I'm running the game, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Telling her, like, you know what I'm saying? She the best and all this other shit. But, yo, real talk, though, she is, though. Like, ain't nobody fucking with this bitch, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. She the truth,
so
dog.
What she do to be so official?
I'm talking about, like, everything about the bitch. Like, first of all, like, how I think I met her in the club and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm in that bitch getting fucked up. I'm there. She drinking and shit. We go on a little cut and shit. I ain't even, yo, straight from the rip. Bitch don't even fucking know me. Straight from the rip. You know what I'm saying? I brought her a few drinks. Next thing you know, Like, I got on the side. She's sucking my dick on the side of the bar. You know what I mean? So I'm like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just was the side. I'm like, yo, fuck this shit. I got the fuck out of the club with the bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Took her back to the house and shit. Yo, she was the truth. All that. Yo, she get that sloppy head. I'm talking about, like, that sloppy head all spitting on the dick, all slapping the dick in her face and shit, talking to the dick. You know what I'm saying? All this shit. She done nicknamed the dick all goddamn night. She called that bitch He-Man, bro. Like, real talk, dog. like, where is boy? Yo, she the fucking truth, yo. I swear to God, yo. Like, yeah, she married now. I'm going to get her, though. I'm going to get her and shit. I'm going to send that bitch some roses, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Yeah. But, yo, I swear to God, yo, she the motherfucking truth, dog. Like, yo, she the fucking truth, dog. Miss Burns, yo. Like, yo, this boy, yo. I swear to God, yo, when I say this bitch, yo, I swear to God, this bitch was just, yo, then let me tell you what was so, see, yo, look, this bitch used to suck a nigga dick, right? Like, straight from the rap, I'll be just riding around, you know, shit, nigga just riding around, trapping and shit. Yo, she hit a nigga phone, like, where you at? I'm like, yo, I'm in the hood. She's like, where at? Yo, she just whipped up on the nigga, like, jumping the nigga G-Rod, and she just started piping the nigga. And then soon as she piping the nigga, yo, this bitch tell me thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, this bitch used to suck my dick, bro, and all over
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, bro. This bitch be like, thank you. Like, where is going, son? Like, yo, I'll be in motherfucking drive-thru and shit. Hey, yo, where my, I wish, oh, damn, where my nigga E at, though? Because I passed on him, too, though. He had some of the shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
Yo, she the truth, though. Like, real talk. I swear to God, I had to tell my nigga E the nigga on. I don't know. He might be listening to shit. Hey, yo, E, I know you listening, motherfucker.
Call her,
nigga. But, yo, where is the boy? So, me and this nigga, we got a party and shit, right? I'm all fucked up and shit. So, I already, for the whole time, I've been telling this nigga, like, yo, this bitch, he ain't the truth. The nigga ain't never fucking believe me. Like, nigga, you stunt. So, straight from the rip, I'm like, what, nigga? So, I'm like, nigga. I'm like, yo, because she was in the back seat and he was in the front. I'm like, all right, nigga. I'm like, yo, I pulled over. I'm like, yo, I told her to get, you know what I'm saying, told him to get in the back and shit. So he got in the back and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, we in a little two-door coupe, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, shit, he in the back. Yo, I'm like, nigga, unzip, nigga. You know what I mean? Yo, like, I'm trying to shit type with my man right there.
Hey, God, let me ask you a question, right? Like, when you come out of these females, like, do you... Are you on shit like please or get pleased?
Huh?
Like do you want, like, do you look at it like, yo, could you please me? Or do you look at me like, yo, I'm about to please you?
Nah, my nigga, like, I'm saying, man, this 2015, bro. Like, these shit, they going straight down there, bro. If a nigga got to ask for some head, bro, like, yo, like, real talk, literally, like, if a nigga got to ask for some head, like, I don't know something wrong with bitches already know, bro. Like, you take a bitch out to eat, straight from the pit, like, straight from the rip, yo, you turn the music on, Tenet Willis already on the car. Come on, man, she already feeling nice and right. You already, if a bitch don't give you no head with that, yo, it's childish, bro. Like, you got to get your head straight from the rip, bro, like, straight from the rip, bro. Like, straight from the rip. Like, I keep telling you about that other bitch, LaShawn Green, bro. Like, yo, that bitch the truth. That bitch gave you head in a movie theater, all that shit, bro.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shout out to my nigga Nene. My nigga Nene, he got me brain from a two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she on the social media?
No, she don't do social media and shit. Let me give you a couple places you probably know her from. She worked at Children's Place downtown. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She worked over there. I think she working right now. She might be a social worker over there at the homeless shelter. One that shit right there by Checkers and back of Checkers and shit. She a caseworker over there. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
She got the blue collar neck. She got
the
corporate America head.
Yeah. I'm looking at the name right now. Like, oh, hold on.
Yo, she ain't on Facebook. You could try it though, LaShawn Green. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't on Facebook. But I'm saying, like, she still got family out there on Folly though, Folly and Madison and shit. Brown and cream house in the middle of the block. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me ask you this question, Freak Malik. Do you when you fucking a chick, you hit her in the ass?
Yeah, I hit a bitch in the ass before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's been a minute though. But, like, I hit a bitch in the head. I was young as hell, though, bro. Like, real talk, yo, I was like, Patricia, what was that? I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Patricia? Yeah, she, you know, I was working at an airport, flight attendant bitch. She a stewardess and shit. Caught the bitch slipping and shit. She from Lakewood. You know what I'm saying? Never fucked with a nigga from North and shit. Now, see, another one. She was married at the time. You know what I'm saying? Bitch going through divorce and everything. Had a little big-ass house down there in Lakewood. Yo, I'm feeling like I'm the man, bro. Like I said, I was like 20 years old, bro. This bitch was like 35, my nigga. Like, word is born. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had their little own little separate part of the house where she convinced me that it was locked. He couldn't get in. She used to sneak me down there to Lakewood and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm fucking the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the bitch, I ain't even gonna lie. It's my first time. Yo, the bitch ass was so fucking soft, my nigga. Like, yo, real talk. This bitch ass was so motherfucking soft, my nigga. Like, the shit felt like bubblegum, bro. Like, where the fuck is this shit? Yo, where this boy? One day I'm just, yo, I'm fucking this bitch from the back, my nigga. Shit just slipped out. She's like, I got it. Yo, straight from the rip, bro. Like, yo. So here it is. She pointed my man in the direction and shit. The whole time I'm thinking I was in the pussy, my nigga. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm hitting this bitch on the back. Now, you know, like, sometimes we like to finger the bitch and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, he's fucking a bitch. So, look. So I'm like a dog. I'm on humping over this bitch. So I'm humping it. Then I go to feel the fucking pussy, my nigga. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I feel a hole, bro. I'm like, this is a pussy, bro. I'm feeling the whole hole of the pussy. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in this bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? So, my nigga, I start pounding that bitch harder, my nigga.
Wow, so you never went back at it after that?
Yeah, I hit I hit another chick, my white girl. Like, I don't even know the bitch name. It was on the camping trip. I don't even know her name though. I should know she was from Spartan, New Jersey though. She was a Girl Scout. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like that was on some what's it called shit. I was doing volunteer work with the church right there on Avon and 10th Street. I was with the boys, you know what I'm saying? They got their little, you know, I kind of used to be a Roy Ranger back in the day, so I came back, you know what I'm saying, helped out and shit. And the white girl, you know, she was down there and shit, you know what I'm saying? She was feeling it. She worked in the cafeteria at the little camp down there and shit, you know what I mean? Like, shit, I took her down through there in the woods. You know what I mean?
So did she ask you to do it or you did it on your own?
No, that time I went through. I went back through that time. You know what I'm saying? The way she had that, the way she was positioned in the tree. So I'm like, yeah, you feel me? Like shit was open. Like, you feel me? Like you feel me? But yeah, only hit two though. You know.
Oh wow. So what's your preference? Do you prefer that or do you prefer just the normal way, just hitting the pussy?
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a head man before anything, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I've been getting pussy since I was 13. Like, actually, I just told this bitch, I just took this bitch to this Mexican restaurant on my break and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit her with the bullshit. Told her it ain't all about pussy. Hit her with the bullshit. Oh, I don't try to fuck anybody I meet. That was a lie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't do that.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be fucking her next week. You know what I'm saying? Off a fuck ass $36 Mexican bill. You know
what I'm Oh, wow. Okay.
But all said and done, like, I'd rather just get head before anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'd rather bitch just hype me out, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pussy come, bro. Like, a nigga been getting pussy too long, but, like, it's just hard to find good head, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, these bitches, they Keith Marks and shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't get all type of shit, bro. Like, bitch want to be down there for bitch want to be down there for a punk ass 2-3 minutes, think she done something. Bitch, you ain't do shit, bro. Once again, shout out to LaShawn Green, man. That bitch an hour better. You know what I'm saying? Where is going? Hour or fucking better, dog.
So look. Look, is it the amount of time or is it what she do? Like, cause, you know, bitch,
yeah,
it's
a lot of time.
Real talk, bitch be down there for 3 hours and never make you come, like, or she could be down there for 20 minutes and
I be shortchanging the hoes though. Like them bitches be trying to get that nut up on me, but I already know me. See, like me, when I nut, you know, my nigga, it's a wrap. I'm going straight to fucking sleep, my nigga. But you know what I'm saying, when I'm getting some good head, I don't want to go to fucking sleep. So, bitch, you know what I'm saying, I start grabbing the bitch head and shit. You know what I'm saying? And once, you know, I fuck up her rotation, my nigga. I flip my shit out of her mouth just so she could work that nut back up. You know what I'm
What?
Wow. Okay. y'all got me crazy, man.
We can count on you, Freak Malik. You that nigga. You stay safe out there.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
That's right. Would you fuck a chick on the train, like the PATH train?
I did it before, my nigga. I fucked my baby mother on the fucking Sea Caucus bus before, nigga. I fucked on the 70 bus before. I fucked Serena Belly. Shout out to Serena Belly on the back of the 13 bus. You know?
You're on the PATH train during rush hour. Right? Oh, God.
Oh, no, I ain't never got down on the rush hour.
Look, you throwing a motherfucker trying to get to the dirty train from the path, and they be running out the door and shit, like you want to fuck a chick right there and there. Like, fuck that. Like,
Why not?
The more people, the more
police come, I'm going, my nigga. If anything, you catch me, I'm getting a misdemeanor.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
You're
a fucking nigga on the PATH train.
The brakes off of him.
Where?
I don't give a fuck who watches.
Tony,
you either keep looking or you turn your head.
Oh, is that? Hey, Tony, what up? Yo, what up? Are you holding on to the pole and all that shit?
Hell yeah. I'll be like that motherfucking, you know that, you remember that jewelry box back in the day with the little ballerina twirling around?
I gotta figure out how to get Tony from Arizona over here.
remember them little tennis skirts back in the day we used to wear, everybody had the little white tennis. Yeah, those shits come in handy. They definitely come in handy.
So they got mass transit. They got mass transit out there.
Not where I'm at.
Where you at?
No, I'm in Arizona.
No, I'm on vacation in Arizona right now.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Oh, you in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm on vacation, baby.
Oh damn, you in the fucking desert? Hey,
I'm trying to soak up these palm trees. You want me to bring your palm tree back?
I'm trying to take it. Listen, I'm trying to take a flight to Arizona right now to go with my co-host.
Why you want me to lick your ass?
Huh?
Yeah.
Why you want me to lick your ass?
Nah, I just want you to bend over. I want you to bend over real quick. We can do it on the train. We can do it in the cab.
Is there some holes out there in Arizona?
We could do it. Yeah, please believe it. We could do it in the Catholic Cathedral on Palm Sunday.
Tony, I will fuck you in a desert storm. You get it in. Fuck
yo,
that.
It's too hot to be fucking out there, dog.
Oh,
fuck that,
hey,
man.
There's no rules
to
fucking.
Listen, I will have a silver fan outside in this motherfucker.
We'll go to Family Dollar and get them spray bottles with the fans attached that give you a mist.
Fuck that,
yeah,
yo.
We're spraying each other.
Listen. We're getting a family dinner and Family Dollar in aisle 9.
Right there by the ice cream.
Is right. Fuck that.
We use that ice cream.
Listen, we get in with the aisle had a Luke oil. Fuck it. I ain't fuck it. I'm telling
yo,
you.
Yo, where you at, son?
I'm in the bricks.
Nigga, you with all the hoes.
I'm about to take a ride out to Arizona, though, man. Yo, me and my co-hosts need to... Yo, listen,
man,
me and my co-hosts need to get more affiliated.
It ain't that many hoes out there, though, in Arizona.
How you know what's out here?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, everybody, everybody that live out that way, basically out there, like, job-wise and all that other shit, right?
This is a melting pot. From my understanding, Arizona is a melting pot. It's people from everywhere. It's people from Newark I've met here. It's people from Detroit, Michigan, Chicago.
But, like,
it's a melting pot.
Jobs bring them out there, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Most of it, like, you know, it agrees.
How you know? They might have met somebody on social media that just told them to suck them off real good and brought them out here and they got stuck.
Yeah, because I will give my homegirl name. She out there, too, though. You know what I'm saying? But she out there, too, though. Like, I'm gonna make my way out there to see her, though.
Well, okay.
Like, I think bitch got her gun license, though. She might try to kill a nigga.
Well, you might want to stay clear of that, then. You might want to stay clear of that.
Yeah, because I'll eat a pussy that bitch from where I pop me in my head.
Listen, I'm coming to get Tony.
You coming to get me?
Yeah. That's right.
What you going to do with me?
Man, you don't know.
What you going to do with me?
I'm going to hit you with some real shit.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, you going to toss it? You going to toss this out?
Don't get yourself in no trouble.
Yeah, you
gonna
toss us out?
Listen, I'm gonna do anything I can to put her to sleep.
Yeah,
I ain't sleeping.
I'm putting Tony to sleep.
Blue cheese, a red dressing.
Listen, yo, the kids gonna be mad as hell. They'll be like, yo, why the fuck, mommy ain't broke?
Yeah,
see, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't gonna know.
You think
yo,
so?
I'll just put her to sleep. I'm telling you right now. Like,
you think that's how it's going to play out?
I know that's how it's going to play out.
All right.
Yo, quick question. From a female point of view, do niggas eat ass, though, for real? Like, on a rack?
Do they eat ass?
Yeah, like, y'all females, like, from a female
point
of view. Like,
yeah, they do.
Like, without y'all asking?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dog.
They do. Voluntary. They eat it. Some people eat it before they eat your pussy. So, yeah. It's
That's
a norm
crazy,
for
dog. That's crazy.
So, it's not a norm for you?
Nah, shit. I can count on one hand. Like, real tough. V States. You feel me? Star Pit. You know what I'm saying? Both my baby mothers. No, not my second baby mother. My first baby mother. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Erica Turner. You know what I'm saying? And who else? There's one more.
Well, I'm proud of you that you know their names. You keep very good tallies of these names. I'm very proud of you.
Like, shit, I got a good ass fucking memory, man.
You do it?
Who?
I got a good name. Her name's Tony.
You are you,
Carter.
You eat ass?
Tony Carter. Huh?
You eat ass?
I'll let you do it.
You gonna let me do it?
Yeah. You wanna do it?
You don't want them problems in your life.
Huh?
You don't want them problems in your life.
Yo, ain't no fucking barricades in
you
my
gonna
life.
You gonna fuck around,
Tony.
And you gonna quit your job.
Tony,
you gonna tell
Tony.
Every bitch that you used to know you don't never want to speak
Listen.
To them no more.
Listen,
you're not
Tony.
Gonna answer no phone calls. You
Tony,
don't want
I
the problems
think, Listen,
in your life.
Listen, the type of work I do, I get a job anyway. You want me to come to Arizona? I will
You're not gonna keep it because you ain't gonna want to go to work.
Huh? Listen, I could dig you out while I'm fixing the fucking machine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I know how to multitask.
You sure?
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you to turn the screwdriver, and I'll be turning my screwdriver at the same time. Fuck it.
Yeah. Jesus.
That's what
great.
You want.
You fuck right and lose that screwdriver. Don't get yourself
listen,
in no shit.
Listen. I always got a lunch break.
You got a lunch break?
That's right.
And once again, I say you're going to fuck around and be fired because you ain't going back on time. You know you have to adhere to your schedule, and that's a problem in corporate America. So you're going to be late, and you're not going to have a job. I'm an interference. I'm a problem. I'm telling you I'm a problem.
I know how to run my mouth. I get over that. As long as you keep coming on lunch break, we'll be all right. Because trust and believe, yo. I'm out there, and I'm a fucking. Listen, you'll be sleeping in the car. What is it? 107 degrees out there.
That's a good
you'll
day.
You'll be like, yo, could you leave the car running, put the air on, so I can just sleep a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hot out here. It's hot out here. Listen,
you know my best competition came from a nigga that said nothing. I'm just saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Keep in mind, I said competition. I said nothing about deceit.
Yeah, I say, hey, yo, Southwest got them tickets, my nigga.
Huh?
Southwest got them tickets going for the low, son.
Listen, I will go where I gotta go.
All right, don't fuck around. I'm gonna be this nigga screensaver. Ed Carl,
yeah,
come in, gonna be my favorite.
Yeah, we both got no three. You'll be my motherfucking main screen.
Has a lock screen, main screen.
That's right, my lock screen shit. Yeah, as soon as you hit that button
you
on your phone. So you got that on your phone.
This nigga serious.
Yo, as soon as you hit the button on the phone, it'd be my shit. Like, damn, nigga. Oh.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah,
me. Right. Listen, I don't take losses.
I don't either. Sounds like we got a situation.
We do. Let me fucking look up. What the fuck did the airline they bought there?
All right, Freak Malik, you done became one of the co-hosts tonight. We appreciate
oh, yeah,
you coming
out
sharing
we,
your story.
We can ride it out.
you want to stay on the line with us and talk about a few things?
Shit, I'm listening to y'all. Shit, do y'all thing.
Ain't
like,
nobody thinking about old Dunn. Ain't nobody thinking about what he's talking about. Cause I'm not beat. I'm not.
What, you scared?
Ain't nobody thinking about who?
Yeah,
you
scared.
I'm a fighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Pisces. I'm not
man,
a fucking scared.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
That shit don't work.
Hey,
yo, let me tell you something. At the end of the day,
I might be
chilling right now under the palm trees, but I'm still a North bitch. Stop
Tony.
Trying to play me with that scared business because it don't work with me.
Tony.
So why you just won't go throw the pussy on him and shut him up?
For what? Let me tell you something. I'm 5'9". I'm a tall bitch, but I ain't that damn long. You want me to throw it 3,000 miles away?
All right, so get on the next flight. Shit, y'all can meet anywhere. We can meet anywhere. It won't be too long before I'm back home. All right, let me know. Yeah, like I said,
my biggest competition came from a nigga that said nothing.
And I don't even talk. We'll be on the air for some to talk.
You going to the pool party?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Who going to the pool party?
You.
I'm supposed to. Well, yeah, I may be there. I may bounce in and out.
Oh, you can get it in, my nigga.
Hey, bro.
I might put this beach ball in a bikini. You will know.
Hey, bro. She will be bouncing.
Yeah,
right. I might put this beach ball in a bikini. We'll see.
I plan on eating me some pussy in the pool out there, though.
In the pool?
Hell yeah.
All right, well, be careful.
I'm bringing me a couple of freaks with me, man. Like, a couple of H-Town freaks.
Y'all
niggas
is wild.
Like,
for real. All right, Freak Malik. We don't want to hear no more about your escapade.
I'm,
you go ahead and take it down for the night.
All right.
Oh, you wild.
Yeah.
Let me see if we got anybody else on the line. Look like they don't want to. Nobody don't want to call in. They scared to talk about it.
They won't call her.
Niggas is doing it on the low, but they don't want to talk about it. That's cool, though. That's cool. I'm glad I got you to admit it, though. Tap your mic, my nigga.
All right, let's get these callers in. We got some callers coming in. Let's get these callers in.
Let's see what we got. Hold on. See if I can work this business over here. scared. They out there scared. They don't want to talk about it. They want to keep it on the low. I respect them. I respect their privacy. You know, you got to respect their privacy. People don't want to tell everything.
No, nah, but they call,
like
they
the
call them in. They want to call in. They want to voice their opinion. Let them call in. Like, stop being scared. We're a friendly show.
Right. We got O to admit it, so everybody else, y'all can just fall right in.
Fuck it. Call in. It's Freaky Friday. You know what I'm saying? You got Tony Cartel. You got O Dunn. We hosting the show. Call in. Give us your opinion. Like, we ain't going to try to knock y'all. Whatever it is, call in and give us your opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's your best story you got for me?
Me?
Yeah.
As far as what?
Is it like a fantasy that you want to you want to smash on the train? Like, where you come up with that one from?
For real, yo. Like, I commute from Jersey to New York City. And a lot of times it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of situations where I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's everything that comes to my head. And I'd be like, yo, what would I do? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'd be like, yo, what would I do? I'd be like, what would I do? Like, you know what I'm saying? That situation. So, I'd be like, yo, if it come down to it, like, yo, listen. If it came to the right female and the right situation, for it, hey, listen, I'm not the one to turn down a situation that I feel is right. So if it's
that
the right female,
right, huh?
Yeah, if I feel like the right female on the right train car, we just get it in.
So you be hitting bitches in the ass?
Would I hit a chick in the ass? If she can handle it.
Oh, okay. Well, have you?
I had many attempts. Some of them bowed out gracefully.
Wait, break down the tips. Like, what happened?
Huh?
It didn't fit?
I guess so. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, they're like, nah, fuck that. I'm not trying to do this shit with that chick. Like, yeah. How you put me on the spot. I'm going to keep it real. Like, they're like, nah, yo, that shit's too big. Like, nah, I ain't trying to put that shit in my ass. So they were like, nah, like, we gonna go the regular way. Like, even the regular way, be like, nah, it's just too much. Like, for real, like, I ain't blowing the spot up. Like, yo, I've had it a couple times. Like, they like, nah, fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, we ain't trying to do all that. For real, like, you know what I'm saying? They be like, nah, we just do it the regular way. But listen,
oh.
I'm a pleaser. Feel me? Whatever you desire or whatever you want, like, I'm going to give it to you. At the end of the day, my pleasure is, you know what I'm saying, standing over the bed, looking at you sleep, like, yo, you know, this thing, you just put it in.
So you got to be like, so you want her to be like, oh, I want you to put it in my ass? That's what she got to say? You're not just going to go on,
yo,
in on yourself?
No, like, yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, It has to be a situation where that's what she requests, that's what she requires, that's what she wants. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, like, yo, I'm going how I know how to go.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not nothing that you will pursue or you will push the issue for. She gotta bring it up.
Yeah.
Mm. I see.
You feel me? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she be like, yo, like, this is what I want done. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. Like, all right, look, man. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my satisfaction is I'm standing up over the bed looking at you sleep, snoring. Even though, you know, I don't even usually snore like that. Like, yeah, you know why.
I'm
going to
keep it 100 with you. No, but I don't want to see no fucking sleeping. I ain't got time for no fucking sleeping. Sleeping pisses me off because It's a competition. Nigga, this
dude,
he getting ready to, it's
look,
like two Rams coming together and you go to
look,
sleep. I might not be ready because I ain't tired. So wake your punk ass up. Anybody got time to be doing no goddamn sleeping?
Nah, ain't no dude put this in this.
Right. So what makes you think that we'll feel the same way? Ain't nobody trying to go to sleep.
But look, yo,
this right here, all night banger.
Exactly. That's what I want. That's what I look for. You know what I mean? All
right.
Like, fuck that. Listen, we ain't got work in the morning, so we about to get this shit in. Feel me? Like, don't try to act like, oh, it's Friday and I don't work all week, so I'm tired. But like, we ain't trying to hear
that might
shit.
Be the excuses that you get that you normally you used to hear shit like that.
Oh man.
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
Oh, hey, well, that's the excuse to do what? That's what you say?
Is that the excuse why they whack?
No, you say is that the excuse I'm used to hearing?
Yeah, we're gonna get back to you on that one. Let's pull in 412-304. No, let's pull in 412-304. Hold up. Caller, what's your
name?
Caller, holler at me, caller.
What's happening?
What's up? What's your name?
My name is Moby, M-O-B-I, Moby.
Okay, so which topic you want to touch on first? Because we kind of ran all three down with my boy Frequently. So first thing I want to ask you is how you feel about this tossing the salad situation we got?
Well, I don't, like, I'm kind of like with him. When it first ever happened in life, a woman had to make me calm down and tell me, like, yo, I'm a woman. Calm the fuck down. Like, I don't know what's going on right now. I don't know.
You got a little nervous?
Nervous and little is not the word. No, nigga, it was that Martin Lawrence butt cheek twist type shit. No, back the fuck up. Like, with that. Chill out, Saudi. Anyway, but yeah. So she told me to calm down. I calmed down. You know what I'm saying? She was with someone I was comfortable with. I knew anyway. So when it happened. So after it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does happen, I'm not going to stop you.
See, my nigga, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I was waiting to hear.
Like, long as you don't start doing no shit where you start sticking shit, then we got a problem.
Right.
Other than that,
right.
Like,
see, we're not even going that far.
Yo, like, everybody be like, yo, that's some gay shit. But to me, some gay shit is some shit that you would do amongst another male. Like, anything you do with the woman inside of the bedroom and the bed, listen, that's a woman.
Not everything. When niggas start talking about putting dildos in his ass, it's gay.
It's gay.
What happens when
you get married, you have a wife, a woman, a full woman, full figure, everything, like, and she wants to do certain things to you, it's like, yo, like, am I gay for this? Nah, like, I married a woman. I like women.
No,
I like having sex with women.
I'm not putting a dildo on my ass for my wife. I don't care what she says.
We're not going there because anybody that is, I mean, let me tell you something. From a woman's point of view, this is how I feel about that situation. I'm going to get on it and I'm going to get off it real quick. If a woman is going to want to penetrate you in your ass, she feels like you a bitch nigga. She feels like she got a fag on her team.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's what that's about. That's not nothing no woman set forth to do. Personally, if a nigga is willing to let me do it, I'm out. I don't want to fuck with this nigga because you's a bitch nigga.
Listen,
I don't know who bend you over. I don't know who bending you over.
I said it earlier. All that old look, all that shit as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, all that strap on and trying to do, nah, fuck that. We're not doing that. No. Wait. We about to understand some shit right now. You know what I mean? Like, but it's certain acts that I think that it comes within the male's ego, and what they hear from the public is like, yo, you don't supposed to do that because it makes you less than a man. Like, but at the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to sex, mutual sex and involvement with a woman, like, yo, sometimes, though, you get there. You get there with a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like you get there. You know what I'm saying? And we can sit here and we can try to hide it. We can try to front it. But fuck it. We all get there. We all have gotten there. And there's certain things
I think
that
society is putting fear in their heart, making them feel like it looks some type of way.
Yeah. Because my thing is this, yo, if you think certain things I do is gay, then leave me in the room. Leave me in the room with your girl for an hour, and we'll find out who's gay. Because I will fuck the shit out of her. I'm telling you right now. Like, that's
so,
my thing.
I'm gonna say it like,
if you, so Carla, let me Carla, let me ask you this: what's your best experience? What's your best stroke or your best choke? What's your best experience? You got a story for us?
Best experience of what? Sex?
Yeah, your best stroke, with the best time you put it down on a bitch, or the best time you got some head.
Look, man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm gonna be real honest with y'all. I am a stripper, so I've had a lot of pussy in my life. So I don't have like a certain favorite. I've had a lot of things happen in my life that I can't even remember half the shit, for real, for real. I'm not even going to fucking lie to you. I don't even remember it. So I haven't had that. I mean, I've had it, but it's, you know, I've had great head. I've had great head from different women. I've had good pussy from different women. I've had three women by myself. I've had it all. Like, I just, you know, I don't have a specific favorite. Like, I can't say that. Now,
so do you go in with the mindset of trashing these bitches when you fuck them?
No. I go in the mindset of like this. Because I'm glad you said that, because y'all was talking about the sleep and that shit. Look, you know what? I'm going to say it like this. First things first. Sex is a one-man sport. It's a one-man sport. Point blank, period. It's a one-man sport. It's you against the other opponent. Now, when, like you said, we're talking about toys. I would use a toy and a dildo on a woman any day. I would put that shit to work on her ass. You know why? Because it saves me for doing all the fucking work. That's for one. Fuck that. Kiss my ass. Anything that's going to help me win in this game, I'm going to fucking use it. Suck you.
Handle in the right amount of time where she is great and satisfied and thinks you're the best she ever had.
If you do one thing, pay attention to what her body is telling you. Her body is going to tell you everything it wants to do by itself without her telling you. You pay attention to that and stop paying attention to yourself. You might make it in life. Now, three, I'm going to say it like this. How I feel about going into bed with this guy.
Somebody.
First things first, I'm not a bragger. So I wouldn't sit here and tell you, hey, I do this, I do that, I can do this, I can do that. No, I go in the mindset of this. Baby, if we have sex together, I'm going to give it my 100% best to make sure that you're satisfied. Now, you hear the clause in there? 100% best. That means I'm going to give my all. Now, something can fuck up and happen because I'm a man. Any nigga's dick can fail him at any fucking time. If a nigga say his dick ain't failing, he's a fucking liar. He's a jag-off. He's lying. Fuck out of here. Your dick come in 2 seconds, and you be mad as fuck. If a nigga say he never did it, he's lying. Fuck him. Fuck him. So, I'm now, I'm going to give it, that's my cause, 100% best. Now, if I give you that 100% best to make sure you're satisfied, I am an average man. I bust my nut. I get sleepy. Now, I get sleepy, but before I get sleepy, I make sure that woman looks at me, and if I'm going to sleep, and she says, "What? He deserves to go to sleep for a minute." I'm going to let him sleep. That's how I go in with that. Fuck that. I'm not going in with this. Fuck no. It's just going to matter of.
Carl, we're losing you. We're losing you.
I'm going to go in. Fuck that. I am going to put this down and make sure I try to do a good job so I can go to sleep.
Hey, bro, where you at?
I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I'm from Columbus, Georgia, but I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You in Georgia right now?
No, I'm in Pittsburgh. The home of the Steelers.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but that's how I feel about that. Fuck that. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm a sleeper. I tell any woman quick, look, I just nutted. So if you're not talking to me within the first 5 minutes right now, I'm letting you know I might be asleep. I might have a whole conversation with you. I might be having a whole conversation with you, but I'm asleep. You better do something to keep me awake. If you want something, you want some more, you better do something. Because right now, that's what you're going to hear today. Fuck you. You're happy. You're satisfied, right? Your pussy squirted. You met it a few times.
You happy? You good right now? I can come back in like 2 hours or something. Yeah, all right, cool. Fuck that. That's real shit. And any man that don't give it to you like that, he's a jag off. Period. That's how I feel about it.
So how you feel about this anal situation? What's the art of it? Do you do it?
Not
you personally, not you taking it.
Listen, I got trained by a couple women for doing this shit. Like, they actually told me and broke this shit down of how to do it and the way to do it. Fellas, I'm going to help you out right now. We'll help y'all out right now.
And when you break it down, I want you to break it down for somebody that has never done it before. How could you ease their mind into doing it?
Okay, this is how you ease your mind. Ease the mind is doing this first thing. First thing first, fellas, I'm sorry, but if you're going to do anal, if your girl wants anal done to her, this is if your girl wants anal done to her, okay? Now, if she wants this done, I'm sorry, it has to happen. Now, this has got to be somebody that if she wants anal, it has to be somebody special. And if somebody special that you really fucking with, you rock with for years, it don't matter if you got to be in the whole relationship, but if you rock with them for years and this is whatever case may be, you got to eat the booty like groceries. It's just got to be done. It's going to have to happen. Fuck it. It has to happen. This process has to happen in this sample, okay? Now, secondly, make sure that you have nice lubrication for this. A good lubrication is, if you want to do this, go to the store and get baby oil gel or the Vaseline coconut oil gel or coconut oil. Those are the best two things to use. I swear to God, it smells good and it feels awesome. Now, you rub this, all this, make sure everything's lubricated. Now, this is the main part of this whole story. Men, when you are doing this, do not start off doing this in doggy style. That's where y'all niggas fuck up. You know why? She's in doggy style. So right now, her ass is bent in the air. Like, it's like coming at you. Her booty cheek, her asshole is so shrunk right now. If you ever notice, if a nigga ever slip a thumb in a booty hole, it'd be real tight. It's because her booty's in the goddamn air. If you put a goddamn ass layer flat on the bed with a leg closed together, I bet you that booty just be loose as hell. And you got all that softness right there to chill with. Now, second process to do. Lay a woman flat on her stomach, put her legs together. Fellas, this is what I want you to do. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to get up on this woman's back, like lay on her flat, just like